Hey, 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 Debbie here, and this morning you're listening to Under the Hood. And today we're going to talk about something that's really dear to my heart, and that is being a veteran-owned business. I've talked about this before from different slants. I talked about money mindset and all of that jazz, but that's not what I want to talk about today. Today I want to talk about how why being an entrepreneur or choosing to be an entrepreneur after you retire from the military is a great option. And I'm going to tell you why it's a great option for me and how you can turn it into a great option for you as well if you want to. The number one piece about being an entrepreneur is the control that you have over your own life. And I can't stress this enough. When I served in the military, I loved my time in the military. Joined when I was 17. I was like full immersion. Within 1 year, I was definitely calling myself a soldier. And thought I would stay there forever. It didn't happen, and I was pissed off when they let me go. But one of the things that happened in those 11 years while I was there was that I was controlled. They told me how long my fingernails could be, whether I could wear nail polish or not, how long my hair could be. You know, they told me when I could put on a sweater or a jacket in fall. Didn't matter what the weather was like. If you were in summer dress mode, and you know this, if you're, you know this because you're a veteran. Didn't matter. They told us when, you know, they said jump, we said how high. And some of us didn't really complain about that. I mean, I know that I was a really loyal and dedicated soldier. After I left the military, I was really pissed off. Pissed off because I had been so loyal and dedicated. And when I was no longer a useful cog in the wheel, they didn't mind flicking me out of the family. So I went through this period where I was a little bit hangry for a while. A little bit hangry, as we like to say in Newfoundland. Let's put an H in there where it doesn't belong on the podcast. Anyway, so what entrepreneurship does is allow me to have a tremendous amount of control over my life. And I believe I have an affliction that I don't like it when people control me. And I think I don't like it when people control me because of my experience with the military. I think I have been wounded so deeply by what they did that I now have this thing going on. And it's okay because it works extremely well with entrepreneurship. I don't like to be controlled. I like to work when I want to work. I like to say what I want to say. I like to break all the rules, and sometimes I break them intentionally because for a long time I couldn't. And so now I like to do that. Entrepreneurship is awesome. And I'll tell you another thing why we make great entrepreneurs. And this is where you'll see the benefit of your military experience. In the military, we were big on execution. We did not fuck around, folks. When they said we needed to do something, we didn't say, oh, you know, it's hard. Doesn't look like we'll manage it. You set out a plan and we then bam, bam, bam. That was it. Next, what do you want me to do now? We did not get afraid of the obstacle. You know, it was never an option. We couldn't look at our commanding officer and say, yeah, I don't think I can do that. Like, I've not evolved enough yet. You know, you were evolving that day. And so we come with that attitude toward obstacles. It's an obstacle, looks like an obstacle. How do we get around it? It's never, we can't get around it. It's how do we get around it? And if there's no bridge to get over it, how do you build a fucking bridge? So that's what we do in entrepreneurship, and it makes us wonderful entrepreneurs, amazing entrepreneurs. So if you're out there and you got out of the military and you no longer find meaning in your life because you've lost your purpose, you've lost your reason for being, consider entrepreneurship as an option. Start your own business. Those skills that you need around selling and stuff, something that we didn't learn in the military, they can be taught and learned just like you learned how to be a soldier. You can learn how to be an entrepreneur, but you're going to do it faster and quicker than anybody else because of what you bring to the table. Anyway, that's my word on veteran entrepreneurs. I'm proud to be one, and if you want to be one, reach out to me by email, info@peoplecan.ca. Have a wonderful day. See you later. Who's daddy?